Manx Radio's update with Beth Espy.
Vastamai, good evening. Welcome to Update here on Manx Radio. Coming up in the next half hour, the top stories today, including the Treasury Minister calling on anyone who receives their benefits or pension through MyCard to get in touch and let them know how they want to receive their funds from January. More about that in a moment. We also keep hearing about next year's MoneyVal assessment. But what exactly is it and why is it such a crucial thing for the island? Also, a fresh push to get more people on board the Craigneish bus service this winter. And a Manx company is on a mission to make sure every child on the island wakes up to a Christmas present this year. All that, the traffic, the travel, the weather as well. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can email studio@manxradio.com or text 166177. We'll start, as ever, with a roundup of the main news headlines with Amy Fastamai.
Fastamai. Ensuring the Isle of Man is well regulated and compliant ahead of next year's MoneyVal assessment is a price worth paying, according to Gary Clewitt, MLC. The assessment's due to take place next October, looking at the island's legal, financial and law enforcement sectors. Mr Clewitt says it's important the island is seen favourably by other jurisdictions.
We want to be an international finance centre. We want to be players on the international scene, and that comes with a cost, and that cost is compliance.
The Education Minister says her department is listening to feedback and actively tweaking menus for school meals. It says figures show a decline in the uptake since a new menu was introduced in September. Daphne Kane says there are some small changes being made.
We are looking, for instance, at whether ketchup would tip a few more pupils into choosing the meal. We have enabled mayonnaise to be served with the tuna.
There'll be a yellow weather warning in place overnight for frost and ice. Ronalds Way Met Office says icy patches are possible on some of the highest roads and those in sheltered lowland spots. It'll be in force from 3 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock tomorrow. A company helping make sure vulnerable children on the island get a Christmas present this year says the support so far has been incredible. Event stylists Isle of Man have set up a giving tree, which features ages, genders and present ideas for each child. Bianca Gray is one of the owners.
We know how much it means when your kids wake up on Christmas Day morning and, you know, to think that there's children out there that maybe wouldn't otherwise get something is just heartbreaking.
Turning to international news now, and a former BBC advisor whose leaked memo questioning an edit of Donald Trump led to a crisis at the corporation says he doesn't think it's institutionally biased. Michael Prescott told the Commons Culture, Media and Sport Committee that much of its work is world class, adding it's a tragedy Director General Tim Davey resigned. Sir Keir Starmer's welcomed progress towards a peace deal for Ukraine, but says more work is needed for it to be just and lasting. He'll chair a virtual meeting of European leaders tomorrow. And the first treasure from an 18th century galleon shipwrecked in the Caribbean Sea has been brought to the surface. Three gold coins, a cannon and some porcelain have been rescued by Colombian scientists. The San Jose is often called the Holy Grail of shipwrecks, as it's understood to have treasure worth £16 billion on board. Those are your headlines. I'll be back with the news in full at 6.
Thank you very much indeed, Amy. Now the weather brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. So there is that yellow weather warning that Amy mentioned there. It comes into force at 3 tomorrow morning, just until 9. So the majority of road temperatures will stay a few degrees above zero, but there is a little bit of a risk on the very highest roads and in the best sheltered lowland spots of road temperatures dropping below zero. That'll be late in the night and at first tomorrow. So there could be some icy patches around, possibly just something to be aware of on your way to work tomorrow. Generally, though, dry with clear spells this evening and tonight. Northerly winds, they'll gradually ease, becoming light or moderate later. There will be a touch of ground frost in many places and minimum temperatures around 3. So it'll be quite cold to start tomorrow, but otherwise a fine and sunny day. Light winds, maximum temperatures 9. Then during the evening, a frost will develop before temperatures slowly recover overnight into Wednesday.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674 573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbridge Trading Estate.
A great night's sleep got even better with Zet's Bedding Store. From quality Beldorm bed linen and mattress protectors, fleece and woven throws, to luxury duvets from the fine bedding company. Zet's Bedding Ramsey, next to Isle of Man Bank.
Many people are struggling. You can help by volunteering or making a donation to Isle of Man Food Bank, whether it be food or essential items or financial support. please call 646999. Brought to you by Descon Office Interiors.
For a wide range of wood-burning stoves and a complete installation service, visit The Snug in Ramsey. And we don't stop there. Kiln-dried firewood and full aftercare service, including chimney sweeps and maintenance. Call The Snug in Ramsey.
Reach the Isle of Man's biggest radio audience with Manx Radio. Airtime, sponsorship and digital opportunities available. For more information on how we can help your business grow its market share, contact the friendly, experienced team on sales at manxradio.com.
You're listening to Update. It's just gone 5 past 5. So the Treasury Minister says it's really important that MyCard users who haven't contacted the department yet engage with them now. There are around 600 residents who haven't been in touch with Treasury about how they'd like to receive their benefits and pensions in the new year. Dr. Alex Allenson says from the end of this year, the current MyCard will stop, and those who can't get a bank account will be issued with a new card in the new year that will be just valid for 12 months. But his department needs to engage, he says, with those who haven't made contact yet.
What we've done is transfer the vast majority of people already onto their existing bank accounts. We also know, for instance, that over 100 people use MyCard but also get different benefits paid directly into their bank accounts. And they'll all be being told by letter that all their benefits will be going straight into their bank accounts. But for those people who are left, what we've organised on Wednesday this week is a drop-in session between 9.30 and 12.30 at Markwell House. Get all the four high street banks involved to help people who have struggled to get bank accounts set up, to get basically a basic bank account which will allow them to have money transferred into their account, but also allow them to make car payments and things like that a lot of us take for granted. We're also trying to work with those people who, for whatever reason, can't get a bank account or aren't able to use a bank account, to provide a new MyCard from the 1st of January as a payment exemption service that they'll be able to use at the post office. So what we're trying to do is cover everyone, because obviously people on benefits span between young families getting child benefits to elderly people getting pensions. We need to make sure we can work individually with all of them to ensure that they get the benefits that they're eligible for.
So in a year's time, and some users may still be without a bank account, without another way to receive their payments, what are you going to be doing between now and then to make sure that those people are supported?
We've got a whole range of schemes are underway, working with commercial organisations to allow people to get benefits in other ways if they can't get a bank account. For instance, for those people who don't contact us and when the MyCards stop working and haven't applied for a new MyCard, we will be issuing them with cheques that either can be paid into a bank if they've got a bank account, or taken to the post office and cashed there. So we do have ways of doing that, but we're also looking at other ways of dealing with people who struggle with getting bank accounts, who struggle with automatic payments, to make sure that everyone on our island is taken forward with this transition away from an old legacy system.
That's the Treasury Minister, Dr. Alex Allenson. He was on Breakfast this morning. There will be a drop-in session at Markwell House this Wednesday. It's from 9.30 until 12.30. And four of the island's banks are going to be there, so they'll be helping people in opening bank accounts. You can find out more details at manxradio.com. It is 8 minutes past 5. So as the island prepares to endure one of the most intense assessment, how are we expected to fare when MoneyVal inspectors begin scrutinising the island? Well, MoneyVal evaluates the effectiveness of countries' measures to combat things like money laundering and terrorist financing, really just ensuring they comply with international standards that are set by financial action task forces. But what does it actually all mean? Here's the Justice and Home Affairs Minister, Jane Paul Wilson.
The island is an international financial centre, and therefore we are required to operate and regulate ourselves in line with international standards. And those standards for the Isle of Man are set by the Financial Action Task Force. And so our MoneyVal assessment next year is where assessors come to the island and actually undertake a comprehensive evaluation of our financial and judicial systems, regulatory frameworks, and our understanding of the risks faced by our financial systems and across our industry sector. So they undertake that full assessment to see whether we meet the required standards and the Financial Action Task Force recommendations, both in a technical sense, so do we have laws and policies and frameworks we should, and also in an effectiveness sense, so do those laws, policies and frameworks actually work in practice to help us combat financial crime? What we're working hard at the moment across agencies, government and the private sector is getting ready to showcase that our systems and our compliance does meet the required standards. So grey listing is where, following that assessment, a country is put into increased monitoring because Moneyval have identified, if you like, deficiencies in anti-money laundering frameworks or how they operate in practice. I mean, we know from the International Monetary Fund that their estimation of grey listing is that it can reduce GDP by 7.6% or more. But our own internal assessments, because we are an international financial centre, is that the impact for us on GDP could be even greater. So it is a significant matter to work hard and showcase our effectiveness for our assessment.
That's the Justice and Home Affairs Minister, Jane Poole-Wilson. Well, an MLC says ensuring the Isle of Man's finance sector is well regulated is a price worth paying ahead of next year's Moneyval assessment. Gary Cluett used the 2016 review to inform his decision to relocate his business over here. As we just heard, government warns an unfavourable assessment would have a negative impact on the Manx economy. Mr. Cluett told us he believes the island is well regulated.
I guess I hadn't understood, I hadn't appreciated the level of complexity and difficulty and sophistication of what we're up against. You know, you go to briefings, you talk to, you know, people in the Gambling Supervisory Commission and the FSA, and it's daunting. On the other hand, I am, as I said, I did a fair amount of due diligence before deciding to relocate the company. But pretty much everything I have seen since I entered LegCo and Treasury, because both those two regulators are part of, well, you know, fall under Treasury, actually has increased my confidence that we are in fact we are a very well regulated jurisdiction, and I know people complain about it. There are noises about, you know, we're overregulated and things, and yeah, you know, in some respects, yeah, I think we're overregulated. But the reality is, we want to be an international finance center. We want to be players on the international scene, and that comes with a cost, and that cost is compliance. And to me, that is, it's annoying and it's expensive, but it is a price worth paying for the privileges that it grants us.
That's Gary Cluett, MLC. You can hear much more on that in the Perspective podcast, which you can find at manxradio.com. It's 12 minutes past five, and a Douglas East MHK is questioning why there appears to be political reluctance to introduce tougher disincentives for empty properties. Now, Joni Farragher had proposed giving local authorities new powers to fine landlords when homes are left empty or become dilapidated. But the government blocked that move, citing its plan to end rates exemptions for damaged or ruinous buildings. Ms. Farragher says housing has been a defining pressure throughout the course of this administration.
It is difficult to understand the reasoning, because this is widely popular amongst people of the island. This is widely popular amongst local authorities. This is clearly something that communities are calling out for across the island. The fiscal drag of having derelict properties in people's neighbourhoods, the sort of eyesore nature of it, the way that it drags neighbourhoods down and the way that it impacts surrounding properties are things that we hear repeatedly about. So it's very confusing to me why people don't want to take action on this. It's a popular move. It would bring homes back into use. It would, having a levy would also potentially bring money into local authorities' coffers. I'm just not understanding what the resistance is here.
Is this the end of the road for you, or do you think we might see an identical motion appear once we see the consultation responses about Treasury's rates exemptions?
Well, that was interesting that was even raised, because that consultation, as you've said, is regarding rates exemption. Yet the Treasury Minister seemed to be implying that there would be responses on different issues, but it was a single issue consultation. So it's odd that the Treasury Minister presented it as that, and that was raised as something that could potentially bring some solutions to us, because it won't.
That's Douglas East MHK, Joni Farragher, talking to Christian there. It's coming up to 5:15.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
We're all okay in the police pages. Just that thing to watch out for tomorrow morning, some icy patches potentially on some of the higher routes especially. Traffic light wise, just temporary lights on King Edward Road between Gradle and the Old Liverpool Arms. That's 24 hours a day. And in Laxey until the 5th of December, there are temporary lights on the Ramsey Road. That's near Ard Riott. All okay down at the airport and with the steam packet. The Manxman due in at 5:30, heading out again to Heysham at 7:15.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Now, Manx Care will introduce a training package for staff at the start of the new year to improve understanding of disability and neurodiversity. It forms part of a report published by the health body highlighting access to good healthcare for people with learning difficulties. Chanel Suku has more.
The consultation, which ran between June and July, focused on people's experiences accessing GPs, attending the emergency department at Nobles, and staying overnight in hospital, among other areas. It collected 151 responses, with some findings revealing that 52.32% of respondents felt anxious about attending their GP appointment, 13.25% reported a good or very good overnight experience, while 31.13% had very poor or poor experience at ED. There were also calls for alternative booking methods, quieter waiting areas, and more time during consultations. In response to these key findings, Manx Care says it will roll out a training package for staff at the start of the year to improve understanding of disability and neurodiversity. It has also proposed the development of disability and neurodiversity champions within each ward, as well as the introduction of new health passports and guidance. It is proposed that GPs make alterations to the environment, including offering sensory equipment. The Safeguarding Team for Health is also seeking funding to purchase a mobile sensory unit for the hospital, which can be used to bring comfort to those who find the environment overwhelming. Safeguarding Practitioner for Health Pete Corkill, who compiled the report, says it's not acceptable for us to hide behind old age routines and processes as reasons why we cannot pursue alternative methods of service delivery. We must recognise this group of people as equal citizens of the Isle of Man who require a service provided in a slightly different way. You can find the full report at manxradio.com.
Chanel Suku reporting. 17 minutes past five, and the Save Our Craigneish Bus Group introduced its winter programme today with the intention of tackling loneliness and isolation. It's also aimed at encouraging more people to use the 8S service, which has seen a decline in passengers with the activities at Craigneish during the colder months. Christo Viol says they've introduced the programme of weekly gatherings, which will happen every Wednesday, as they were really worried about the lack of people using that bus.
Quite a few people used it, which was obviously marvellous. Unfortunately, now that the sites are closed, Craigneish, there are hardly any people on the bus. I mean, it's winter time, the weather's not always good. The focus is the 8S. That's why we have created a winter programme, and we'll have our little come together there. Apart from bringing people in the seats, we would like to offer something to the locals, mainly those who are sitting at home and would like to do some socializing. For those people who show their bus tickets or their age concessions, the event will be free. We want to revive the old traditional come-togethers at the village. That's why the program is called Winter at the Village. And we will also have guest speakers on most of our events, covering some topics related to the Isle of Man. The main thing is, though, to come together, enjoy good company, have a good time, and use the bus.
You spoke about bringing out the elderly, you know, tackling isolation during the winter months.
Yes.
You spoke about filling the bus, getting more people on the bus. And the third thing was also, you know, it's bringing more people into the town as well.
Yes, that would be another point. That's to come to Port Erin. I mean, when we started 1:30, people would have a chance to go to Port Erin. So that would be another point. We could combine the events there and bring some people to the south, and creating some kind of another warm space is, I think, an essential thing. And what is equally important is get the locals, the elderly people, out of their houses to socialise.
That is Krista Vial from the Save Our Craig Niche bus group. She's talking to Chanel there. 19 minutes past five, and FC Isle of Man manager Rick Holden has said his side's win over Longridge Town at the weekend was the best performance of the season. The Ravens won 5-2 in the North West Counties Football League, which pushes them up to 19th in the table. And Rick spoke afterwards to FC Isle of Man media.
Everyone came through unscathed. I mean, Dino's still nursing a foot injury, but he did excellent in we were to take him off and then he was so hopefully we get some more treatment and rest this week. You know, looking at Prestwich's results, and I've got my old timer scout over there, Alf Bridge, who's a legend, giving me the rundown. All these teams are difficult to read, and the results yesterday were very bizarre, as everyone's pointed out. Everyone's beating everybody and people are dropping in bits and doing strange things. We don't know what to expect, really, but I know what to expect from us, and I expect a similar performance. I mean, we looked a lot more solid at the back, and we didn't look like conceding a goal until Clarkey decided to replicate that famous own goal from Bobby Moore. However, we can keep doing what we're doing. I'm sure we'll put in a good performance again.
That's the FC Isle of Man manager Rick Holden after that fantastic result at the weekend. Now, Christmas really is a lovely time for most of us, but for some of the most vulnerable in our community, it can be one of the hardest. But one Manx company is hoping to make sure every child on the island gets a Christmas present this year. Gemma Middleton and Bianca Gray are the owners of Event Stylists Isle of Man, and they've been telling Chanel how they're planning to help.
We got an idea a few years ago when we were shopping over in the UK. We went to Dunelm and saw that they have a tree where vulnerable people or anybody who might not be getting a gift at Christmas, a gift tag goes on the tree. We thought we'd do something similar on the Isle of Man. So we decided to partner up with Partners, a state agency, and we have brought a gifting tree to the Isle of Man.
As parents ourselves, we know how much it means when your kids wake up on Christmas Day morning and all they want is their presents. And, you know, to think that there's children out there in our local community that maybe wouldn't otherwise get something is just heartbreaking. So for us, this is really close to our hearts and something that we're really, really passionate about. And the fact that everybody else has got so much behind us as well is absolutely incredible. The tree started about 3 days ago with about 40 tags on. We're down to 5 tags at the moment. However, we have reached out to the charities again and we've got more tags coming. So by Monday morning, the tree will be hopefully very much replenished with tags. So please do come down to Partners and grab a tag. And there's already some amazing big gift bags under the tree with lots of presents in for the children, which is just absolutely incredible.
Isn't it incredible that our community is coming together to make sure that every single child on Christmas Day is receiving a present? We're just really, really delighted to be involved in it, and we just can't believe how well received it's been. We're just really grateful to Partners for hosting us and also to the community for pulling together to make Christmas incredible.
Is there a cut-off day, or is it until all the names have disappeared from the tree?
We are only taking presents until the 22nd of December, so once they've all gone, they're gone. But we really appreciate everyone's help and fulfilling all these Christmas gifts.
Yeah, they are ages, sex, and maybe a rough idea of what those people are into. So there's one on the tree here that I'm just looking at. There's a boy, age 12, and he's into Everton, planes, clothes and deodorant. So we've given some ideas on there, and it's just what the charities have asked for, basically.
We're looking at potentially about 100 children. We started off with 40 tags. We have about 50 more coming, and a few more are popping in every day. So hopefully at least 100 children that might not have anything or might have something very small.
And just to really reiterate as well that all 100 children, or however many it ends up being, are all local children. Nothing leaves the Isle of Man. They're all in our community, and that's so important to us.
Also, we'd like to say thank you to Crossroads Charity, to the Children's Centre, and to A Little Piece of Hope for giving us the names for those children so we can make sure that they all get a gift at Christmas.
Isn't that just lovely? Gemma Middleton and Bianca Gray talking to Chanel there. You can find the tree at Partners Real Estate on Duke Street in Douglas. It is 24 minutes past five. Let's join Darren Timpson now for the latest sports news. Fastamai, Darren.
Fastamai. And starting in football, Onken are the third team to have confirmed their spot in the Railway Cup after an incredible comeback against Laxey in the Canada Life Premier League. The Miners led 2-0 at the break and managed to double their lead shortly into the second half. However, Onken struck back and scored 3 goals Wolves, needing one more to confirm their semi-final place. Laxey looked to hold on until Onken were awarded a 94th minute penalty, which was converted by Joshua Kenak. Corinthians Peel and Onken have all now secured their spots for the Railway Cup, and Laxey will have another chance to book their place against Union Mills in a rearranged fixture next weekend. Elsewhere, there were wins for St John's and Corinthians. In the Arden and Drogon Division 2, leaders Castletown thrashed Governors Athletic 6-0 on Saturday, while promotion hopefuls Colby beat Rycob 1-0. Paul Rose also won on Saturday as Douglas Royal and St George's drew 2-2. On to Sunday, where there were two games in the Women's Floodlit Cup. Peel put 11 goals past Onken to stay top of the table, while Douglas Royal beat Rushen 3-1. On to rugby, and Douglas's impressive start to the season carried on at the weekend as they beat Firwood Waterloo. Playing away from home, the Manx side won by just 4 points to keep them second in the table. However, leaders Sandbach were beaten on Saturday, which means if Douglas were to win their game in hand, they would go top of the standings. Elsewhere, Vagabonds ladies also took winning points. They beat Bury 26-15, and meanwhile, Vagabonds and Ramsey were defeated in the County's 3 ADM Lancashire Cheshire. And in hockey, the first champion of this mixed season has been confirmed. Bakersay have claimed the mixed Premier League title with a game left to go after beating Castletown Celts 8-0. They have won all 9 of their games and sit on 18 points, 4 more than Valkaisay.
Thank you very much indeed, Darren. Well, that is pretty much all from Update this evening. Remember, you can find out much more about all tonight's top stories on the Manx Radio website. We've got the newscasts on there as well. They're the longer interviews that we don't get a chance to play on air. There's also sportscasts as well, all the latest sports interviews available too. So coming up after Update then, it is Agenda with Phil Gawn tonight. And as we now know, the area plan for the North and West, intended to complete the island's planning framework, was quite dramatically defeated in an extraordinary Timwald vote last week, forcing the president to use his casting vote, which by convention would normally go against change. So Agenda is going to explore what happened in this unprecedented debate. Were members right to challenge the shaky housing figures? Was government complacent? Find out all about that with Phil coming up next. At 6 then, it's Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. Time for Brass with Ian Cottier is at 9. And then Dave Moore is back here with After Hours from 10. Whatever you're doing this evening, have a lovely one. And we'll talk to you again on Update at 5 tomorrow.
This Tuesday at 5.30 here on Manx Radio, join Kerry Kermode and myself, Simon Clark, for Countryside.
I catch up with visiting speaker Heather Wildman as we talk about women in agriculture and also succession planning on the farms.
I chat to Bruce Carouche and Michael Taggart about their Melia fundraising activities this year and also the trials and tribulations of driving livestock around the Isle of Man. And I clarify the meaning of dogtivity at an event happening in Derby later this month.
That's all on Countryside Tuesday here on Manx Radio at 5.30. And don't forget, you can download or subscribe to the podcast for free at manxradio.com.
Quayside Tyre and Service Centre, where alongside quality tyres and excellent servicing, you'll find a whole lot more besides. Choose Quayside Tyre and Service Centre for diagnostics, cam belt changes and aircon, along with laser wheel alignment and all your mechanical and electrical repairs. With courtesy cars available, excellent friendly service and competitive prices, visit Quayside Tyre and Service Centre on South Quay Industrial Estate and you'll soon be back on the road. Quayside!
Save 20% at the Loganair Tartan sale with promo code Tartan20. Book now at loganair.co.uk. TECs and exclusions apply, subject to availability.
When couples decide to part, there's a lot to deal with. There's the matter of the children, the matter of your property, the matter of pensions. You need to consider the matter of existing wills, and perhaps the matter of a business. And because you matter, Mann Benham Advocates are here for you when it comes to divorce and family matters. For help and advice and a free initial consultation, call Mann Benham on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
The area plan for the north and west would have completed the planning picture for the island, but it was defeated in an extraordinary vote in Tynwald with both Keys and Ledgeco tied 12-12 and 4-4, which meant the president of Tynwald had to use his casting vote, which by convention means voting against change. So what happened in Tynwald, and why did Tynwald vote to defeat this plan, which was the result of around 5 years' hard work by officers? The debate was supposed to be just a combined vote on the plan, but Alex Allenson moved an amendment which added nothing new to the previously defeated plan, but did give members a chance to reopen the debate. This is part of what he said.
With this plan, we have the tools to shape growth responsibly, protect our landscapes, and safeguard the property of our island